Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. We're here again today with a very special series of podcast episodes with Martin Batella and Matt Bakos. And we've been talking about minerals and ionic minerals and volcanoes and all sorts of amazing things. And this particular episode, Matt, we wanted you to tell us a little bit about the company that you've put together and some of these minerals and how people, because we've had a number of people contact us saying, okay, you know, we need minerals. Like, what do we need to do now? So that's what we're going to do in this episode. So tell us a little bit about your company, its name, how you got it started, and we'll go from there.
Okay, yeah, first of all, I started off, as I said in the prior segment, that I basically was introduced to a mineral solution from Japan. It comes from a volcanic mountain, biotype black mica. Then I started to do my own research, and what I found was that volcanic black mica was one of the most abundant, or biotite, or the mica family, was one of the most abundant minerals on Earth. And in fact, it's being mined all over the world as we speak, and one of the main number one used minerals in the world. So I decided to say, okay, well, if this can be done one place, then it can be done another place. So I started to get the idea that, hey, you know, if what happens if something happens with trade or Japan? Or what am I going to do for my family? What am I going to do for the people that I know that rely on these minerals as their mineral source to stay healthy and have good skin and have the energy that they need to go through the day and life's troubles without being fatigued? And so I looked into chemistry. I did some research, and I found this. He's actually from Canada. He's not from Canada, but he's in Canada. The mine's from Canada. I found a guy in Canada that is the number one geologist for vermiculite in the world that supplies minerals already to organic farmers all over the United States and Canada. And wow. He also has been to almost every mine in the world. And so this guy, who he's actually from California, this guy, he introduced me to his understanding. Everything matched. He told me how pure his mine was, and there's only one mine that's as rare as his. And I said, you know, there's something to this. At this time, I already had some energetic tests done and some studies done from University of Wisconsin on the Japanese product. And then I realized, you know, we need to get ours tested too, so our people that are consuming our minerals can feel safe that it's performing some of the functions that we need. And I looked into getting this, you know, produced. And so I finally got into a lab 2 years ago, and I started to produce this product. At first, it was a little rough, but once I started doing research in chemistry and understood what I was working with and talked to experts, I have several expert people that I rely on for information, and then I got the first batch done that was a success and had it tested, I knew that there was something and we had it. And so the next step after that was coming up with a name, and that was probably, for me, the easiest. It didn't really take much. I had a woman, she called me, and she's one of my close people in the, you know, you got a circle of people you talk with about health or things like that. She's actually a customer as well. And she said, hey, I think you should call it Primordial. And I'm like, well, that sounds like a good name, but I probably have the same opinion most people. Primordial just sounds a little bit too out there. So one day I was just looking through something. For some reason I came across a Sanskrit dictionary, and I was just skimming down the word A in the A list, and I saw Adya, and it just poked out at me. And I remember this one guy told me, you have to have a two-word name that's very marketable. It's four letters, two words, like Nike or any of the other ones that use that. And I was like, okay. So I saw this Adya, and I looked to the right, and the first thing it says, Primordial. And originally, we actually had our company named Primordial Solutions. We changed it to Adya right away. Then we made a logo. And, you know, it sounds, to me, it sounds more feminine and soft, because it's more like Mother Nature. I look at Primordial as primordial earth, to take things back to, if you look at the definition, original state. So what I always tell people for their body, you want primordial in your body. You want your body to be in its original state. And that's what minerals do. They take everything to its original state. So that's why the name was Adya, or became Adya, because it's just like, you know, we knew what we wanted it to be called, and you know how you could, you have to come up with words. That's the whole thing about marketing. And I'm not a marketing guy, but the name stuck with everybody, so that's why the product is now Adya, A-D-Y-A. In Sanskrit, there's actually an A, double A in the front, D-Y-A, double A, but the short version is Adya, A-D-Y-A.
Very, very cool. And a great name, Matt. So tell us about some of the mineral products that your company is creating.
Some of the mineral products we're creating, the first and foremost, is a mineral concentrate that you would just add to water. It doesn't matter what kind of water it is, other than salt water. Salt water doesn't need salt, so there's really no point in doing that. We're not trying to restore salt water. We're trying to restore fresh water. And the main thing is, fresh water you drink is the same fresh water that the fish swim in and the rest of the freshwater life feed off of. So the first step is, in order to restore this freshwater, lakes, rivers, freshwater's flow of life, we need to bring the mineral balance back in the water. So our first product's designed to actually take even tap water to remove the chlorine, 100% of the free chlorine, reducing the fluoride and chemically altering the fluoride so they're no longer sodium fluoride, they're calcium fluoride, killing the anaerobic bacteria and allowing the aerobic bacteria that are necessary to thrive, and giving the body, obviously, the most important tools, which are the minerals. And in water, there's no better combination to have your minerals. There's no better way to have a Cadillac for minerals than water. So that's basically the main product that we are going to come out with to get people involved, because as we know from what water reports have shown just in the media recently, what we pee is what we're drinking. So if we're peeing mineral water and sulfate mineral water that's healthy for you and healthy for fish and healthy for plants, then what do you think the water we're going to be drinking next time around is? And so that is the first step, obviously, in restoring our waterways. The second step would be products which would be on the same basis for the agricultural department. We have someone, we already have a taker in manufacturing. We're going to be licensing out manufacturing for these different segments that we have, because it'll be too great for any one, organization or empire to try and handle. You need everybody to get involved, and so we're more than willing to talk with anybody on any level as far as restoring the world's natural waterways, natural fresh waterways. The other product that's like a sidekick that we have is it's a mineral bath salt. And so it's on the same basis of the first. It's all going to be the same basis as far as our mineral product. We do have another one that will be up and coming in the near future. It's going to be a fulvic mix. It's going to have a mixture. It might even have some humic there. But we're going to have an all-organic product that's going to blow the socks off of everybody. That's not just for water and that, but that's more to come. But the mineral bath salt's designed to just obviously get rid of your chlorine, reduce your sodium fluorides to calcium fluorides, and to give the water the submersion ability of healing. So, like most people don't realize, when you take Epsom salt, which is no more than magnesium sulfate, you're doing yourself a heck of a lot of good by putting that in the water. But the reality is, we don't want to just add the good. We also want to get rid of the bad. And so that's where the first step is with our minerals. When you add it to your bath water or your drinking water, you're creating an environment in the water that's going to be pleasant and suitable for the environment within your body.
So exactly how is this going to be packaged now, Matt? What do we get?
We will sell the product in three different sizes at first. The first size will be a 2-ounce carry-around bottle that will have the ability to treat up to 15 gallons of water. The second size will be a 16-ounce bottle, which will have the ability to treat 125 gallons of water. And the third size will be a 32-ounce bottle that will have the ability to treat 250 gallons of water. So for a person that's looking to just sample it, you go for the 2-ounce bottle. For the person who's looking to have a constant supply and don't have a lot of excess money, you have the 16-ounce bottle. And for the person who wants a whole year supply of water, or if they're very avid water drinkers, which everyone should be, then you would get about 2 32-ounce bottles a year. But as it stands right now, 250 gallons of water with a half a gallon of water a day, which should be your bare minimum based on your weight. should always be half your body's weight in ounces every day. Half your body weight in ounces every day, should most people should equal a half gallon average man. If you're doing that, that's 500 days of drinking water for a 32-ounce bottle. Then we have what we have commercial application, where you have people who put it in products or use it for because a natural preservative, this mineral solution, is what preserves life. So when you put it in products such as fluid products, bacteria and molds cannot exist. And I just want to touch on that real quick because that's important for all you wheatgrass drinkers to know out there. Anybody that's drinking wheatgrass that's grown from the little pallet things that they sell at the health food store, those are full of mold. And, in fact, I've been told by several experts, and one of the largest wheatgrass sellers in the country, is that they all stopped selling it because it's so full of mold that that's the main detox that they would call a detox system that they're feeling. They're not feeling a detox system symptom. They're feeling mold into their system. Well, what I can assure you is if you add this water to your palate, you will destroy 100% of the mold. That's what we need in our body. So that I just wanted to touch bases on that right there. And the commercial application would be 10 times stronger than the product that everybody else is going to buy, and that will be for dilution purposes only for commercial applications, but that will be available upon volume of purchase, and that's obviously something totally different than the product. But that's where we're headed, because we want to affect the waterways. We want to have government contracts to clean up St. Louis. In fact, we actually have a guy who tested our product just the other day, and I'll have documentation on everything I do. I'll always provide documentation. And we just had, he put 5 gallons of the worst bacteria-infested water you can imagine that are killing the trees in New Orleans. And within 5 minutes, 100% of the bacteria was eradicated. And he even said that after he flushed it out, 15 treatments later, it still would not form bacteria, that he couldn't get, even without putting the more minerals in, which is still boggling me today, but I'll get to the bottom of that one. I don't know any answers to that one, but that's basically how we're going to introduce the product to the world.
That's amazing, Matt.
Right. So at Life Enthusiast Co-op, we're offering the product exactly in the 2-ounce, 16-ounce, and 32-ounce packages. And even at the small packaging, we're looking at a daily cost of under 50 cents of the of having this great water product in your life.
And also I want to add another product will be coming very soon. It's a filtration system. Most people have heard of what we call Berkey systems, and it's designed specifically for the purpose of getting rid of microbes, heavy metals, and things that are in the world's worst water. So what we want to do is provide people with those so they can go anywhere, so they can go camping. But more importantly, the minerals that we add in the top, when you put them in the top, do not get stuck in the filter and go right back into the water, stay right in the water. So instead of just removing all the bad stuff out, you're actually adding the good stuff in too. It's a complete package. It really can take some of the world's worst water and make it the most drinkable, healthy water on Earth.
So this is a flow-through camping kind of a pour water?
Yeah, it's all gravitational fed. It folds within itself. It's in a square cubed foot box with a handle that's easy to carry. Has two different filters, a ceramic diatomaceous earth filter, which is baked, not oil-baked, but electrical-baked, which is the world's most supreme ceramic, and also a carbon cartridge to actually give it. One of the most important things to me is understanding Victor Schauberger's work in water. And a lot of this coal mining is destroying our waterways because coal is our very first filter system for water. When you look at carbon, it's one of the most important elements. Carbonic acid is actually one of the most important elements in water when it comes to completing water. So there's a lot of things that play with making your water good. The first being having the right minerals. The second being, Where did the water come from? What do we got to do to it? But most importantly, we don't want to drink solid particulates, even if it's dead bacteria and it kills the bacteria, or things that are floating around in waters that you never know when you're going to have to get. Look at people in Katrina. You know, the first thing they didn't have is water. So that's something we should all keep in mind today and for the rest of our lives, being the fact that it, I remember in 2002 when George Bush gave his first State of the Union address, one of the very first things he said was, we will not have potable water in 5 to 10 years. We are now in 2008. We are in that sixth year of not having potable water in the United States, and they've already come out with nationwide broadcast on the news and the media that our water is toast. And so everybody should be concerned about their water and should be doing something about it. And the first defense, Ori Hoffelheimer wrote a book called The Warrior Diet. The first defense to radioactive minerals and the toxins within your system is minerals, ionic minerals specifically. So that's why ionic minerals should be your first choice for water. It should be your first choice for health.
Okay, so you're offering the filtration system already, ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, what are we retailing it for, Matt?
The retail price of the filtration system is actually very, very affordable. It's only $249, and it comes with a 16-ounce bottle of minerals. So you actually get, and the mineral has a value of $79.99. So when you look at the actual unit itself, you're paying under $200 for the system because you get minerals with it. So very affordable system, and the filter, the ceramic filter lasts for about 2 years, so you get your money's worth out of the filter itself.
And you can use it on the countertop, or you can use it out in the camp or wherever you go, yes?
I have a wife and I have two kids, and I've been all over the country, and I've had city water from California to Florida, and I'm in Michigan now, and I haven't stopped drinking city water. We've taken it to springs. We've taken it to – I've gone to Panama, or just below Panama, San Blas, and we took the world's worst water that the indigenous drink, or what one might call – everybody knows not to drink the water in Panama. I added the solution. I shook – this is the water that has stuff floating in it that you want to filter, but I didn't filter because I knew the power of the minerals. I shook up the bottle – and immediately took a drink of this. I have this all on audio, or video, I'm sorry. I shook it and drank it immediately. The whole indigenous tribe looked at me and did one of those, you know, with the, like you've seen a ghost face, and I was perfectly fine, never had a problem. In fact, I still have that same bottle of water today and had several people take a drink out of it. Not once have I ever had anybody tell me that something illful has happened to them. Now, the side factor to that is if you would have had the water before I added the minerals, and here's a perfect example, the lady that I went with, her son, they went there every year. He stayed behind without her 1 year, and he was staying on the island and drank some of the water. They had the life flight him out of that village that night, or he would have died. So that's the power. So if your question is, where can I use these minerals? Well, guess what? Use the best water source you have available to you that you know you have available to you. But if it's an emergency situation, you got to do what you got to do, you're going to be okay, and you'll be able to survive the worst water conditions.
That's great news,
well,
Matt.
Yeah, this is fascinating, Matt. So I guess when I'm going traveling, I definitely want to have my supply of minerals and maybe the filter as well, huh?
Yeah, and that's it's a good one because a lot of these new companies like Cadian has this one wand, or some guy has this wand. It's a UV wand that you wave in your water, kills the Giardia and all of that. And that's great because, you know, the worst thing to happen to you in the wilderness or in a camping or any environment where you're not able to get water that you know is clean is bacteria. That's the number one thing that will attack your system. Giardia, most people know for having the sulfuric egg-smelling, tasting burps and then diarrhea. Well, if you don't treat Giardia, what happens? You can dehydrate because your body won't hold fluid, and you can die. A lot of people don't know. There's a quick remedy to Giardia, and here we go back to the ash. The ash. You can eat charcoal from a fire pit and kill Giardia. So that's why do our minerals work? Because it's extracted right from an ash. And so the reality is, basically, when you're in the wild, you're in the nature, your worst enemy, which is anaerobic bacteria, which is any animal or plant life or living life's enemy, anaerobic bacteria, those are the first things to go. And the other things like minerals that are toxic and bad for us, because the bonds are weaker, they react to the bond that we have because our bond is the strongest in nature.
It's back on. Do you have any more questions?
I'm just like totally blown away and in awe of all the information that you've given us over the last three podcast episodes, and my head is just totally spinning, and a whole bunch of dots have been connected that weren't connected before, and I just really want to thank you for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule over the last few weeks to spend it with Martin and myself and all of our listeners.
Not a problem. This is what I do for a living, and it's nothing for me to do. This is the least I can do. I can't wait to see more third world countries get good water, along with everybody in the world. I know the people in this country will have the first chance of, you know, really replenishing their minerals and the good water in their body. And I look forward to hearing all the great testimonies and all the great and see all the great smiling faces and the younger looking faces. That's what it's all about, and that's what I'll do for free, no matter what. My time is your time.
Well, thank you again for joining us.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay,
Martin. Any last words before we sign off today?
No, thank you everybody for spending time with us. This is Martin for Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. You can find us at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. You can look us up on the web at www.life-enthusiast.com. Look for Adya, A-D-Y-A. And look us up at, you can phone us at 1-866-543-3388. So thank you very much for listening.